guys. I wanted to just talk really briefly about how to make sure, now that you have purchased the Phase 3 program, how do you make sure that you follow through with doing it? So a lot of us start things, but finishing things is another story sometimes, right? So I do this a lot myself. Now, motivation is obviously one of the important factors to doing something, but sometimes also what happens is that we start something and then the realization of what's involved with it hits us, and that can kind of stop us or slow us down. So, you know, how do we make sure that you not only do the meal plan for the first couple days, but follow through and do it for 3 weeks, 6 weeks, really, really take that responsibility and do it? My biggest advice here is to be realistic about what you're expecting of yourself, which means that being willing to make some minor tweaks to make it easier for you to follow the meal plan so that it's not too time consuming or too energy consuming. As we all know, making home cooked food does take more time. So being strategic about how we do it, for instance, I find that if I grocery shop on the same day that I have a lot of cooking to do, I don't do the cooking. So my energy, the way I am, is very limited in that regard. And when I come home from, you know, walking down all the aisles on concrete in a grocery store for an hour or hour and a half, I'm exhausted. And so the last thing I want or am going to do is cook. So for me, I have found that to be consistently successful with making home-cooked food, I really do need to shop the day before I have much cooking to do. So that's just something that I have to do. So if you find something like that in the past you have consistently struggled with doing, try to break down why it's so difficult for you. And instead of just trying to do it anyway, see if there's actually something specific you can change about the scenario that will make it easier for you to be consistent in doing it. So that's kind of my first tip there. The other thing is, you know, grocery stores and companies are making it a lot easier for us now to eat healthfully by pre-doing some of the steps for us. Now, in reality, yes, it's true that it would be better to cut all of your vegetables right before you make them, right? That probably is going to have the most nutrients. The problem is, our lives these days are really hectic. There's so many demands on our time and our energy in our lives, and we just can't always do it all. In fact, usually we can't do it all. And so being realistic about this and acknowledging that can be very freeing, because you know what? Buy the pre-shredded carrots. Just buy them. Stop thinking that you're gonna cut them all yourself. So take the easy route, at least at the beginning, to make sure that you actually make those meals in the meal plan and eat those meals. Because otherwise you might find yourself in that scenario where, you know, you're like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna just do it all from scratch. And you get all the healthy organic carrots and you get the broccoli stems and you're like, I'm gonna make this myself. And then you come home and you're exhausted and you don't have anything to eat because you haven't made the meal yet. And everything needs every step to be done. And so what do? You end up not making it and you snack on a bunch of cheese, or you decide to go out to eat. So that's the type of stuff that we're trying to avoid, right? So it's much better to take the little cheater, the little shortcuts where you can, at least at the beginning, to make sure that you actually follow through and make those meals and eat those home-cooked meals. I guess the main takeaway point here is don't sabotage yourself by trying to do the ultimate thing right from the start, if that's going to trip you up. And sometimes you might not know that in advance. You know, I get big ideas. I don't know about you guys, but when I get in my head that I want to make some like big life change, in my head, the ideas are grandiose and yet somehow still doable in my head. But then when I actually try to carry them out, the reality is that, like, whoa, it's kind of like when you're starving and you see a bunch of food and there's a disconnect, right, with how much you think you can eat with what you're seeing and how you're feeling at that moment when you're hungry. and then how much you can actually eat before you're full. And it's the same case here. So that's why I recommend just really do take as many shortcuts as you can, because you can always reduce the shortcuts later, right? If you're doing this and you're a total success and you're like, wow, this is easy, then you can start taking less shortcuts if you want. You're like, hey, this was easy, so this week I'm going to shred my own carrots, you know? And you can do that, but by for sure taking the shortcuts to start, you'll really ensure your success with following the program. And also, you're doing what they call engineering small wins. When you engineer a small win for yourself, basically you're setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up to be successful where it's going to be hard to fail. When you do that and you experience the feeling from winning, from doing something successfully that you set out to do, there's something that happens in your mind, in your body, right? That feels good and it builds your confidence and it allows you to move on to the next step and to do the next successful thing. So, if you start out with having your goals and your ideas too big, where in reality you find out, oh, actually that wasn't realistic, that's gonna trip you up. And now that's something that you have to overcome emotionally. So instead of building you up, it's tearing you down. And now you're having to find other reserves from within yourself or other sources to try to rebuild your strength and your emotional, you know, happiness inside. So by engineering those small wins, make it as easy as possible so that you can be successful. So a couple more examples of this would be to, you know, like with the mug muffin recipes, for instance, these freeze well and they refrigerate well. So don't make just one, make three or four or five, put a few in the freezer, keep one or two in the fridge, that way you're prepared. It really doesn't take, it probably only takes, you know, 20% more of the time to multiply the batch as it is to make just one serving. And now you have something there and ready for you for when you need it, for when you're tired or whatever, you're covered. Another example would be to make extra servings of the main meals and freeze half of it, freeze a quarter of it, again, so that you have something up your sleeve, because there's just gonna be so many times when we aren't feeling the way we pictured ourselves feeling. You know, we picture ourselves, well, I'm gonna come home from work and I'll be tired, but you know what, I'm gonna still make this dish and put all the ingredients together. And sometimes it's just, in the reality, it's like you just really don't want to. So when it's that bad that you feel like I'm not gonna follow through, you have something up your sleeve to kind of save you and prevent it from being something that really trips you up. So when trying to make decisions with the meal plan and this maintenance program in general, just try to keep your one focus in mind, which is really what you're trying to do right now is to stabilize your weight loss and maintain it. That's your whole goal right now. And there's various different parts that are going to add to you achieving that. But you know, chopping your own carrots isn't necessarily one of them. So that would get you more nutrients, right? If you did that. And so maybe later you will do that and you'll be focused on, you know, getting as many nutrients into your body as possible and lowering your heart disease rate and lowering your cancer rate and all of those things, right? But you can't focus on everything at one time. So right now, during this time period, your focus is stabilize your weight loss and maintain it. And the road to doing that is gradually raising your calories and making sure that the meals that you're eating have a good calorie balance, where you're not hungry, but you're not stuffed, and also that you're feeling mentally and emotionally satisfied with what you're eating so that you're not reaching for more or other stuff. So that's really the whole goal of this. I hope that helps you just keep a perspective. I feel like it was important to talk about this only because I've typically been a very all or nothing person in the past, and I still struggle with that to this day. And so I have to constantly remind myself of being reasonable and balanced and realistic because of all these big ideas I get in my head and what I envision happening and how in reality the things I envision are never how it actually is. And that can trip you up and make you kind of just quit entirely, which is, that's what we don't want, right? So you're going to have a much better chance of stabilizing and maintaining if you keep these things in mind and just be balanced about how you do things and just remember, hey, you know what? Right now, all I'm trying to do is stabilize my weight. That's my whole goal. So I'm not trying to change the world. I'm not trying to go green. What I'm trying to do is stabilize my weight right now. And eventually later, I can probably focus on doing things in an even better way. But for right now, just focus on the basics. I hope that helps.